Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into another edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We're here every single morning right here on bettingpros.com, always on YouTube with our Betting Pros YouTube account for video and wherever you get your audio podcasts. BetMGM, well, guess what I got to use for the first time today? I got to use my BetMGM, bet $10 to win $150 on any event when you use that promo code JUICE150 at BetMGM, betmgm.com, because I am here in New Jersey. Now, unfortunately, well, I won the free wagers. I got the 150 for free, but not good on the picks. Seattle loses the game outright, gets worked over. Russell Wilson, man, look, if he played the way he was supposed to play, there were open receivers everywhere. They could have scored 24, 25 points easy in that game, but Russell was awful. So the hand was far worse than I thought. It looked horrible. They played horribly. Defense wasn't bad, but they got tired at the end. Under comes in as well because Russell did nothing offensively. So double whammy, 0-2, down 1.5 units for us on the day yesterday. So not a good day at all on a Monday, but we head towards a Tuesday. Okay, so again, this is one of these days where I've been running around like absolute craziness, just going everywhere. And I'm here for the SBC conference, and I'm going to be heavily involved in the conference, and I'm getting on a plane, and I'm flying back to Nevada, to Vegas, coming up here tonight. So a lot of stuff going on, a lot of craziness. So we only have two plays for you guys, one college, one NBA. It's the big one in the NBA, the one we've been talking about on Twitter, the one we're looking forward to with the Suns and the Warriors, and then we'll get into the Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the Duke Blue Devils. We'll get to that coming up as well. Real quick, though, just like a side note, this college football stuff is wild, man. Brian Kelly going to LSU. Okay. Is Luke Fickell going to get Notre Dame? That's the job, right? That's the move, right? Cincinnati will lose their head coach and Notre Dame will go get Luke Fickell. That would make the most sense to go ahead and do that. But man, Lincoln Riley going to USC, $110 million. They buy both of his houses. They buy him a house in LA for $6 million. Free use of the private jet whenever he wants it. I mean, my gosh, what an offer. What a deal. I get why he went to California, but man alive, what a crazy couple of days we've had in college football with coaching carousels. I mean, what's next? It's nuts. Who's going to wind up getting Notre Dame? It makes sense. It would be Brian Kelly, but Brian Kelly to LSU? I don't know. I've covered the SEC for a while. It seems like a very weird fit to me, but maybe I'm dead wrong, but I don't know. That just seems like a type of move to me. But all right, let's talk some college football here real quick. And as I mentioned, this is going to be a quick podcast because one, it's late. How do you guys do this on the East Coast, by the way? This is brutal. Waiting till these games are over. It's 11:15 right now. This is awful. I taped the podcast at 9:00. I could never do the Daily Juice on the East Coast. Never, ever, ever. And this has been a week long trip. So this has just sort of been like, normally it's 4 nights and I'm back. This has been a real extended stay and my goodness gracious, I cannot wait. Get me home to 75 degree weather and Pacific Coast time for sports. It's brutal. I feel for you guys. I know why you guys whine and complain. I'd be whining and complaining too. Got to work in the morning. It's 11:00. Game just got over. Yuck. Not fun at all. But okay, let's talk. Well, this is a late game. Let's talk about what will happen on the West Coast. I'll get to see probably the second half of this game, hopefully, when you have Golden State at Phoenix. Okay. Line is 2. Okay. You can probably find a 2 out there. 2.5s are out there as well for this one. But man, this is going to be a really, really fun basketball game. Okay. So let's talk about Golden State. Golden State against the number 15-4-1. Phoenix 11-9 in the division, 3-1. Golden State, 7-3-1 in the division. They've covered 7 consecutive games, 5-0 over the last 5, 9-1 over their last 10 games against the number, 6-2 on the road against the spread for the Golden State Warriors. Phoenix, 11-9 overall against the spread. They have been red hot. They've won 16 straight games straight up. Unbelievable. Only covered 2 straight, by the way, and only covering 3 of 5. Only covering 5 of 10 at home, 5-5 for Phoenix. This is a fired up and red hot team for the Golden State Warriors. We've made more money betting on the Warriors this year than any other team in the NBA, and I am not stopping now. Okay. I got 2.5 points here, 2.5 points. Most books are at 2.5. By now, you might find 2s, but Phoenix at home, Phoenix being favored, you might get 3. I love this. Look, I know everyone says Phoenix is red hot and they're at home. These same 2 teams play again on Friday in San Francisco at Golden State, but I think Steph Curry's on a mission at the moment. I don't think anybody's playing better than Golden State. I got a team catching points that's 15-4-1 on the road and 6-2 against the spread. I'm going with the Golden State Warriors. I'm not fading them here by any means. Let's get Curry to go off. Let's get this defense to keep rolling here. Let's take the 2.5 points. Golden State plus 2.5 for a half a unit on the road against Phoenix. 10 o'clock Eastern time tip. Sorry, oh, it's a late game, but it's the game of the day. In any sport, it's a game of the day. Golden State at Phoenix. One college basketball to give you guys, and it's Duke taking on Ohio State. This is going to be a very interesting game for a variety of reasons. Duke is laying 2 points on the road up against Ohio State. So far on the year, Duke is 3-2-2 against the spread. Buckeyes are 2-4. At home, Ohio State is 1-2. Duke is 2-0 on the road so far this season. Duke is coming off their big 3-point win over Gonzaga as 8.5-point favorites. They have played a couple of big games, Kentucky and Gonzaga. And it seems like when Duke's playing a lower caliber team, their foot is off the accelerator. But when they play a big boy, and I would put Ohio State in that category of big boys, they get after it. They were 2.5-point favorites against Kentucky. They won by 8. They were 8.5-point dogs to Gonzaga. They won by 3. Duke is taking on an Ohio State team that has not been great against the spread. They covered against Bowling Green, and they covered against Seton Hall. They didn't cover against Florida, Xavier, Niagara, or Akron. 1-2 at home as well here. I think this Duke team is better than people think. I think Duke is going to rise up to the level of their competition. I think Duke can exploit this team for Ohio State, who defensively is not that good. 69.3 points per game given up is 165th in the country. Duke is scoring 85 points a game. Ohio State is scoring 75 points per game. Effective field goal percentage, both teams right around the same, right around 50% here in the country at 54% and 55%. But defensively, Ohio State's a little bit better at 45.3. But Duke is a team that I think when it comes to field goals made per game, they got guys who can go and get buckets in the paint. 32.3 field goals made per game. That's fifth best in the country for Duke. And Ohio State, frankly, they're giving up a bunch of buckets. You know, 24 opposing made field goals a game is 140th in the country. That's not great. That's pretty average for an Ohio State Buckeye team. I know you're going to have the home atmosphere, but again, I think Duke gets up for this. Duke's only laying a single possession. Duke -2. Let's go Blue Devils. -2. Up against Ohio State on the road. Let's lay the 2 points for half a unit. Duke -2 at Ohio State. Okay, so I'm traveling today. I'm all over the place. Again, so not a huge card. Let's have a bounce back. Let's go a 2-0 day. Let's get some of the money back we just lost here on football. If I land or if I'm at the airport and there's some things that I want to jump in on, if there's a game or two that makes sense to get involved with, at the moment, I don't have a play on anything. I mean, I guess potentially that there might be something that I would get involved with later on today, maybe a prop in the NBA or something that I want to jump in on. You know, as of right now, there's kind of nothing that's really jumping out at me that says like, yeah, let's go ahead and lay this and let's bet this at the moment. You know, we've got no games until Friday and then no games until Saturday, really, in college football. I mean, Oregon and Utah are playing on Friday night. Then we've got all the championship games, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Houston against Cincinnati, Michigan in their game against Iowa and whatnot. So we'll hold off on the college football betting until later on this weekend. So we'll probably go light and then go real heavy on Saturday for the college football conference championship weekend on Saturday. So again, the plays we're going, the Golden State Warriors +2.5 on the road at the Suns, and the Duke Blue Devils -2 on the road at Ohio State. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.